Morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Salam sejahtera. And is it too late to say Happy New Year to all?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. I believe this is a very short notice. Saya ucapkan terima kasih kerana kehadiran semua. Perkara ini agak penting dan saya minta sedikit pertimbangan dan kesabaran because kita akan mainkan beberapa clip audio recording. This recording ni is with regards to conversations involving the former Prime Minister Najib Razak, former MACC Chief Tan Sri Zulkifli, a foreign head of state, Datin Sri Rosma, and a couple of other persons that we will inform you which we have identified. We have been given the recordings, but I won't tell you from where at this point. Pursuant to investigations, we can confirm their absolute authenticity. The contents are shocking. It's of cover-up and subversion of justice and institutions. In the public interest, we are making public the contents. We will now play the recordings to you. Bear with us, it will be roughly about 45 minutes of 9 sets of conversations. So I would like to invite my officer to start. So we'll hope to have your full attention. Once we have played, we believe some of you will be recording it as well. So I don't think we can keep replaying. So let's start. Okay, thank you.
Dia sini.
Ya.
Maaf ganggu malam ni.
Oh, it's okay. Ni tengok kau
tak. Ah, betul. So, saya tadi kalau boleh nak jemputnya. Datuk Sri Seri. Because apa tu Ketua Siasatan itu kita dah terima. Dia juga pegang negara dah terima benda tu Datuk Sri. Jadi saya nak update kenapa it's not very good lah kedudukan dia.
Macam mana dia berada?
It's not good lah. Yang
tiga orang punya nama tadi ya?
Tiga orang itu. Hello. Hello, Datuk Seri. Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum.
AG dah terima dan dia tu Datuk Seri. Semalam kita terima IP. Jadi dia cadangan tu is not. Kan not lah. Very good lah. Not very good.
Banyak pula. Direktur dia orang kata lain.
The IP with me, let's see.
Sebab
nak import saya pun. Bila saya tengok benda tu macam nak menangis saya lah. Macam
saya tak terima langsung.
Masya Allah. Saya tak tahulah. Very clear, Islam tu seriously is the IP with me. Saya diarahkan oleh di Pegawai Negara lah untuk bantu dia.
Kemana yang aku kata-kata lain, cakap lain, buat lain?
Masya Allah. Datuk Seri, dimaklumkan macam mana?
Dimaklumkan tak ada apa.
Ya Allah. Terus lagi saya hubungi bertugas tadi nak minta audience untuk dapat su. Bila saya tengok, saya macam nak menangis segala sesuatu. Sanggup to that extent. Ya, yang itu yang saya paling takut kan. Saya nak update Dato' Sri saja, minta pada audience Dato' Sri. Okey lah, mungkin dia ambilkan Dato' Sri. Tapi benda tu memang dengan saya dah. Saya dah memang dapat. Tadi pun kita dah, saya dah ambil dah IP semua tu buat tuan masuk ke tempat saya. Tapi yang itu tak apa, saya dengan dan si AJ tak ada masalah. Dato' Sri, she is very good. Kita bersependapat tak ada masalah. Cuma nak updatekan Dato' Sri apa sebenarnya, apa tu cadangan yang dicadangkan oleh MSCC sendiri, Dato' Sri.
Dia tak kena
tu
kalau dia
cadang tu benda tu terkeluar kan, tak sedap. Betul Dato' Sri, itu yang kita risau sangat-sangat. Itu yang saya rasa Dato' Sri perlu tahu perkara tersebut. On the legal side, kita boleh handle. Tansia Pandi boleh handle, saya boleh handle. Itu tadi isu Dato' Sri. Tapi yang selain daripada legal tu, dan saya pun tak sangka to that extent seriousnya benda tu. Wallah alam, jika saya rasa Dato' Sri ni kena minta maaf lah. Dato' Sri memang kena main. Is better for me to tell Grace atau nak kasut sungai tunggu diperkenalkan si Japan dia yang kami sedang minta.
Pandi tak tengok lah.
Pandi dia tengok sekali lalu macam itu. Dia saya tunjukkan semalam tepat yang dekat sahaja.
Dia
pun terkejut. Dia pun terkejut. Dan dia semalam pun dah penimpan dah macam it's not very happy. Dia pun terfikir. Kan kita dah ada plan lah macam mana nak buat benda tu. Tak ada isu lah. Legal kita boleh support. Tapi macam Dato' Sri cakap lah masalah. Seolah-olah keputusan Gani tu betul lah dulu. Maksud Dato' Sri. Itulah saya kata, saya ada benda lain pula. Tadi pihak polis pun datang jumpa saya buat ruang DB punya isu. DIO IMDB jumpa saya dan briefkan saya tentang kes tersebut. Jadi saya kata tak apa, IMDB tak ada isu lah sekarang. Polis pun okey dengan saya. Dan dia maklumkan lah apa peristiwa-peristiwa yang sebelum ini yang berlaku. Jadi bila saya dengar tu pun saya pun terkejut Dato' Sri. Cuma rupanya bukan, it is not only yang ini is not Gani Patel seorang Dato' Sri. Ini dia sendiri dengar perkara tersebut. Kalau Dato' Sri nak, saya boleh bawa dia sekali jumpa Dato' Sri. Dengar terus. He was present meeting tu. Which is bagi bila Dato' Sri dengar tu dan konsisten dengan apa keputusan sekarang. Dato' Sri tu saya pun itu yang kita penyimpan dia sekarang. Itu yang kita tak dapat. Banyak benda saya nak explain pada Dato' Sri ni because my history. Dalam kes ni jadi pelik ni ialah kalau Dato' Sri tengok kepada press release yang dikeluarkan baru-baru ni oleh Syukri, dia menyatakan bahawa ketersesatan itu dibentangkan ke dalam panel khas kita pelik pula bila pula panel khas ni ditubuhkan. Ha, panel khas ni pula terdiri daripada 5 orang. Dan kenapa pula ada perlu panel khas sebelum dihantar ke pejabat guam negara? Jadi benda tu pula ditulis di situ diwakili oleh 5 orang panel khas yang terdiri daripada pakar-pakar. Jadi seolah-olah nak buat, seolah mengatakan panel khas itu juga telah bersetujulah dengan pandangan MCC. Dan yang peliknya hanya kes yang itu satu je. Dia ada dua kes satu sekali. Yang kes yang satu tu saja yang dibentangkan dalam panel khas, satu lagi tidak dibentangkan dalam panel khas. Nampak-nampak ni macam tu yang which is very bad. Saya tengok very bad, very bad. Kalau saya tengok tadi semalam pun dah. Sudah tengok dan tengok saya tengok Datuk Seri, Masya Allah kata. Saya macam nak nangis tengok ni. Aduh, semalam ni kata. Mungkin they can come with this sampai sanggup macam ini kata. Kita boleh handle sih masalah yang tertekan tetapan dibuat keputusan yang tidak selaras. Lepas itu kita tu kita tahu sama ada dia orang akan bocor. Dan ramai sekarang dah tahu panel khas dah 5 orang Zuzri, I.O. dengan beberapa guardnya saat dia lagi beberapa orang, beberapa orang IQ more than 10, more than maybe 20. Kita nak cover macam mana Zuzri? Which is agak memeranjakkan juga. Yeah, because this was necessary apa yang maklumat yang saya dapat tadi lah. The IO polis jumpa saya tadi dimaklumkan bahawa dalam satu pertemuan di rumah Lasikani, the IO tersebut berada di sana sama-sama. Dan Abu Qasim bagi tahu pada KG, dia kata Tan Sri buat keputusan untuk tuduh, ya tuduh sahajalah. Tan Sri pun nak bersara, you will remember by the people after this. This is yang perkataan yang digunakan oleh Tan Sri Abu Qasim kepada juga Gani Patel. Dulu lah mesti yang sebelum Gani Patel dipecatkan tadi. Jadi kalau Tan Sri tak ada Datuk Sri tengok masa itu, it is not all this one to be apa kita katakan bahawa Gani ni lah yang jahat. Tapi memanglah dia pun satu. Tapi how come benda tu sampai dia keluar ikut mulut Abu Qasim kepada Tan Sri Gani? Seolah dia instigate benda tu. Dan sekarang kita tengok Abu Qasim tak boleh kata dia nak cuci tangan Datuk Seri. That he did not involve with this decision. Yang pelik pula tu tak pun ada dalam sejarah MCC Datuk Seri.
Okay, we will be playing the second clip. This first clip that we played, the full clip is about 15 minutes, but I think you've heard the essence of the conversation. That was between Tan Sri Zulkifli. At that time, the date of that conversation based on the document that we have received is on the 5th of January 2016. Time is about 11:56. And this conversation, the first call was made by Tan Sri Zul. At that time, he was a prosecutor at the AG Chambers. And he made the call, and the first person to answer the call was Rosma, Datin Sri Rosma. we are assuming that this is a conversation by telephone. I think it's quite obvious there. And then the call was then passed to Datuk Sri Najib. And the conversation revolves around an investigation paper. As you can hear, there is an obvious leaking of information from the AG's chambers to the person who is, we believe, is a subject of investigation. So that is one serious issue of leakage. But we will brief some more after the after playing the rest of the videos. So the next clip, I think maybe we can give you a heads up. The next clip is about 2 minutes. Again, this is from Tan Sri Zul with why don't you hear out first who he's going to speak to? Maybe I'll keep the suspense. All right.
Datuk Seri, apa khabar?
Okay, though. Everything okay, though.
Sibuk, Datuk Seri. Sorry.
Yeah. No. Any time for you. No problem.
Just to inform you.
Yeah.
Last Thursday, kita ada feedback one. Satu dah siap.
Yeah.
Lepas tu tadi just finish the second one.
Yes, sir.
Jadi semua dah finish dah siap. Jadi besok kita brief time sendiri lah. Kita fix the whole morning untuk kita orang brief.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically the write up or both dah ready.
Okay, good.
Okay, semua under control lah.
Itulah keadaannya. Dan saya boleh go up. Beritahu
lah
dia, besok hantar
balik lah. Besok untuk pergi jumpa Tan Sri, please. Tak tahu lah apa dia nak buat diri. Saya mungkin dia dapat dia update Tan Sri. Datuk Sri.
So dia kan hantar, dia nak hantar balik, okay? Hantar balik belakangnya, minta 1 week.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. I know you're doing very, very well.
2 weeks ni kita orang buat lah.
Tak
tahu lah Tan Sri cakap apa, Datuk Sri, okay?
Okay, dia kata besok dia dapat free meeting tu. Dia nak tolak balik dari orang. Minta ulasan 6 seminggu. Lepas tu pasal 2 minggu betul lah.
Jadi kita ada 2 minggu tak ada weekend lah.
Thank you brother. Don't worry. Nanti semua tu recorded. All very important.
Just update Datuk lah.
Thank you.
Okay,
take care. Apa-apa kita nak boleh.
Okay, tak apa-apa yang ambil.
Okay,
Datuk. Thank you, Datuk.
That was on the 17th of January at about 12:20 p.m. The next call is on the 22nd of January 2016 about 10 at night, 10 p.m. Again, it's a call from Tan Sri Zul. And by this call, you will know who was the previous caller. Because the identity will be revealed through that conversation. Yeah.
How was it? Good or bad?
Yeah.
They cannot do the fighting. Tidak ada fighting lah.
They maintain the three. Kita hantar balik tu, because we post certain question to them. Jadi when kita post certain question to them, we have a view that they take that opportunity untuk review lah. Tak ada lah, they want tak review lah. Maintain dia orang punya tu.
I see.
Maintain, lepas tu nak cadangkan pula against dua orang lagi pak.
Dua je lah.
Ha?
Dua je lah.
Tak, yang itu maintain.
Yang post maintain lagi tambah dua.
Maintain, tambah lagi untuk dua orang lagi. Empat orang.
Rosman, Syamsul, Rosman Nick, Faizal,
Syamsul dengan Nick, dengan Subuh, dan Syamsul dengan Aziz.
Aziz mana?
Aziz satu-satu, ada niat Aziz mana?
Oh, ada Aziz lah.
Aziz, bukan Aziz Rahim lah.
Alhamdulillah. So Aziz, Samsul, Subihi, Nik.
Nik Subuh, Aziz Subuh.
kira Rosman tak ada, alhamdulillah lah, tak ada kena-kena hantar mengaji.
Ya, tak ada.
Sebab dia ada, dia Rosman tak ada. Confirm, eh?
Confirm, tak.
You dah baca banyak kali, ya?
Eh? Ah, baca lah, kita prepare ni. Nah, ni nak final hari Isnin. Tak ada pas, kan?
So, semuanya... Semuanya road to Mexico. Semua, ya?
Semua.
Semua sekali tapa, pik.
Eh, yang tu, no, yang tadi kita brief, brief nanti discuss kan, what we, ambil, we are going to do is on apa tu Tuesday. We settle number one dulu lah.
Okay.
Yang itu nanti
yang
we send back for we send back
for
more. Ah, sama macam tu lah, lebih kurang. Tapi we will settle that one first, once okay. And for all lah.
Yang malah. yang part ni dia go for CP kan? CP apa tu kan?
Yang mana, which one?
CP kan?
Yang mana yang untuk siapa?
Yang part go for CP kan?
Ah, CP.
CP kan? So, kita nak kita nak 420 atau 403 CP kan?
409, 409, 409.
409
lah, CP. Nah,
ya lah. Hey, your boss is calling me. I call you back later.
Good. Okay, okay. Tak apa-apa. Thank you.
How was it? Good or bad?
Okay, that was on the 22nd of January, yeah? I believe you can guess who that conversation was with, huh? Do you want to take a guess or you want us to tell? Okay, very good. Okay. You can be part of the forensic team.
On the same year.
Sorry?
This one have the conversation.
Yeah. It's in the same year. It's a chronology. It's in chronology. Now the next conversation is on the 26th of January, 2016, at about 11:56 a.m. Now, you might want to remember that particular date. It is a significant date, which we will tell you later. But hear out the conversation first. Because an event happened on that 26th January as well, so you will know it may be related to this content. All right.
Hello, boss. Hello. Hey. Hey. I'm going to TM about the instruction that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun. Yeah. Both things for now.
I am.
Yeah. Boss. Sebenarnya yang bagi yang bagi yang bagi kat PM kan, yang hak kopi tu. PM nak beli ke satu, PM want a complete set. The fund yang pergi kat account semua tu kan. A complete set yang ada, because dia nak pergi ke Saudi, dia nak bencana Saudi.
Ya, complete set eh. Yang semua masuk dah tahun
dia. PM nak tani.
Dia bekal tak ada dekat saya, nak jalan tak kain ini, tapi tak perlu kawan kita lah, tak perlu kita apa.
Ah, buat cuba buat. Pasal saya nak dia pun, saya nak pergi ke Saudi gitu ya. Dia ni hari ni, tapi dia nak go through today gitu ya.
Nanti apa yang nampak, kita cari apa yang nampak lah.
Macam, petani pun tak ada di jabat, dia akan ada di PWPC. Tapi kalau mulutnya, buah hiburan kat rumah dia.
Okay.
Okay, we have verified after hearing that conversation. We believe that that voice belongs to, apart from Tan Sri Zulkifli Ahmad, the other person is a person by the name of Tan Sri Shukri from the PM's office. All right? Tan Sri Shukri.
Tan Sri Shukri, the one who mailed the report.
Okay, all right, that's not coming from us. Okay, so then that was, this conversation happened on the, sorry, just now I said 26th of January. I need to correct that. This is 26th of February, that conversation. the earlier conversation between Aziz and Tan Sri Zul, that was on the 22nd of January. So, mind you, the few days later, something significant has happened. So you can relate to whether this conversation is related to that particular thing on the 26th of January, all right? And 26th of February, this was the conversation. Okay. Now, we're going to play to you another episode, which is further down in the year of 2016, which is on the 22nd of July 2016. Again, this is a very significant date. There were some events that happened, and from the conversation, you will know what they're talking about.
Mr. Prime Minister, how are you, sir?
How delighted to speak with you, Your Highness. I'm well, alhamdulillah, and I hope you and your family, they're well.
Everybody is just well, Mr. Prime Minister. How is the family there?
Good family, well here. Of course, we are experiencing a bit of dark cloud as a result of yesterday's announcement by the Department of Justice. That's why, Your Highness, it's important for us to resolve this impasse with respect to I1MDB and ITIC as soon as possible, so that we put a closure as soon as possible, because it's embarrassing both countries, embarrassing Malaysia, embarrassing UAE as well, you know, and the personalities who are close to you. So I wish that we can find a solution as soon as possible, but it's difficult for me to talk to you on the phone. Would it be possible for us to meet as soon as possible so that we can work this out?
Mr. Prime Minister, it will be fine with me, but the only catch is I'm traveling with Sheikh Khalifa. He's in medical treatment now. He's going for a checkup for about 5 days, and I'm going to leave to see him after tomorrow and stay with him. But is it okay after that?
Where would Your Highness be?
I'll be home in about 7 to 8 days here.
7-8 days.
If you think this is too late, I can arrange something else. I can let Khaldun come to you wherever you are, in a very under the radar, and sit with you and talk about it. Is somebody that I trust fully, Mr. Prime Minister, like myself.
Yes. Your Highness will be, where will Your Highness be on Sunday?
On Sunday I will be leaving to Sheikh Khalifa. It's Sunday actually, yes.
You're leaving what time on Sunday?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure.
Not
in the morning.
No.
Would it be possible if I were to meet you on Sunday morning?
I can arrange that.
I will fly over on Saturday and then be with you on Sunday morning. That after our discussion, Your Highness, you know, you can proceed with your trip, because this is very urgent, actually. If we not resolve this, the matter could escalate, you know.
Okay, can I call you back in about 3 hours or 2 hours?
Sure, you can call me, say, 11:30 our time, which is about 2.5 hours time. Is it possible?
Yeah, definitely. I'm calling you for that.
Okay, good. Thank you, Your Highness. Oh.
Okay. Oh, in. Just a little bit of, can you hear?
Right.
Just a little bit of background before we play the follow-up conversation. We believe the Your Highness, the reference is to the Crown Prince of UAE, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. So this is a conversation between the former Prime Minister with the Crown Prince of UAE. And I'm going to play the second, the follow-up conversation.
Yes. How are you? Ready for the speak with the Highness?
Yes, I'm ready.
Ready, huh? Okay.
I'm ready, yeah. I'm ready, yeah.
Speak up.
Mr. Prime Minister, I apologize to be late.
You're very prompt, not to worry, Your Highness.
No, not at all. Mr. Prime Minister, I have consulted my guys here, and I'm fine on Sunday, but the catch is to do it. If this visit leak, it will be unproductive for you and for me. So I try to find another solution. Mr. Prime Minister, Khaldun has the full authority from me, and I really genuinely want to find a solution for this problem.
Okay.
I think it's very important that somebody meet him. If the deal is fine with you and fine with us, I think we should go for it. I don't want to push this anymore. It's in our both interest, Mr. Prime Minister, to solve it.
Yes, it is our mutual interest, Your Highness. Yeah.
Yes.
So you don't think I should fly over? You think people will know about it?
I think people will does know about it, yes.
I see. But we really need to resolve this
issue. I can let him come there.
You want Khaldun to come here?
I think Khaldun can come there, Mr. Prime Minister, and or your minister can come. And
when can Khaldun come here?
I will call him now. He's in California in a visit, but I can let him snap and shoot from there.
I also have this personal request, Your Highness.
Yes.
That relates to Riza, you know, my son.
Yes.
And his movie. You see, the problem is relatively small if there can be an agreement with Sheikh Mansour to have a loan agreement signed. And he will pay back according to the schedule. That will show that it's a legitimate, what do you call, financing package. It's not money laundering, you see. At the moment, he's under a bit of pressure in America. And we're worried about him in case they make him the scapegoat, you see. I would appreciate was. The big package is looks positive. We can find a solution, I believe. I would appreciate if that agreement can be signed quickly with Sheikh Mansour or whoever is designated by Sheikh Mansour so that he can begin to pay back. He's paid back some. He continues to pay back so that it would appear as legitimate loan agreement, which it is, you see, because when he received it, he the banks cleared the source of money, so he was not aware at all where it came from, you see. So I don't want him to be a victim when he was totally unaware about the source of money. He genuinely believed it was from Abba, and under instruction of Sheikh Mansour, you see. And also, remember, Your Highness also talked about helping him when he was when we were in Abu Dhabi. So
never we want anything to happen to him.
That's right. So I need that agreement to be sorted out quickly, Your Highness. That's my special request. As soon as possible. You know, I mean, if Monday or Tuesday, we need to to have the agreement signed. Can you suggest how we can do that?
I will do what I can now, Mr. Prime Minister, and I promise you, if it is in my power, I will do this. I understand this is your son, and I really don't want to
prepare. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because he's totally innocent. All he wanted was to make movies, and there was an offer of loan from, Sheikh Mansour Yousaf from ABBA. And also, you mentioned it when we were at lunch, remember, in the restaurant, about supporting him. So he thought everything was fine, you see. Now they're trying to connect him with one MDB's money, which is totally came as a shock to him, you see.
We will work with Mr. Prime Minister, inshallah.
But the time is of the essence, Your Highness. We cannot leave it a day longer because, you don't want the Department of Justice to suddenly move against him, is it?
And the new Kishana will come to some issue. I can share the new
testimony. Thank you, Johannes. Well, how do we, where do we go from here then? I mean, he's got all the documents with him.
I get me a call from the Minister, Prime Minister, right now, and
okay.
I will see how we can. I will let him to call your man and see how they can arrange a meeting immediately.
He's got the number of Amhari number.
Yes.
If we can call Amhari straight away, and then can we work out how we can resolve it?
Mr. Prime Minister, believe in me, I want to finish this. This is bad, and I don't want to happen.
Thank you, Your Highness. This is very bad. It is very serious. It could lead to something very, very unforeseen and catastrophic for me, for our government, and also for you on your side. It is to our mutual interest that we, being so close, we need to resolve this. It's not something which is not impossible. It's something which is actually within our means to resolve it.
I agree.
Yeah. So I'll, what do you want me to do, Your Highness? Just,
Call Amhari, Mr. Prime Minister, and we will tell you.
Call Amhari?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, okay. I will alert Amhari straight away, Your Highness. Yeah?
Sure.
All right, thank you. Yes.
How are you? Ready for the speak?
Okay. Sorry. The person by the name of Khaldun refers to Khaldun. Sorry. When they are mentioning the name Khaldun, it refers to Khaldun Al Mubarak, which is the chief executive of Mubadala Development Company, MDC. Khaldun, just for background info, has connection with the 1MDB when Malaysia was almost dragged to the international arbitration court when 1MDB failed to pay its bond that was guaranteed by IPIC. So just for your background knowledge. Sheikh Khalifa refers to Khalifa bin Zaid bin Sultan Al Nahyan. That is the president of UAE. And IPIC, that's the International Petroleum Investment Company. And Sheikh Mansour, which was also mentioned, is the chairman of IPIC. Just for background. We're going to play the next one. The next one will be a very short one. That's about less than 2 minutes.
Excellency, Mr. Khaldun?
Yes?
This is Najib. That's Najib once again.
Oh, hi, Mr. Minister. How are you?
Sorry to bother you on the line. Has Rizal...
No, I've spoken to him. I've spoken to him.
Huh?
I've spoken to him. And
right.
We agreed that we're going to meet tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. Okay, good. Do you want him alone or you want him with a lawyer?
No, I think better for this, we meet alone.
I think after I meet with him alone, we can I can decide that how we can move for the next level. But I just need for the first sit down, just at least for me to understand directly for him what needs to be done.
Okay, can you convey him? I'm trying to get him because he's in a meeting with his lawyer. I don't want him to spoil the thing if he brings his lawyer. His lawyer is rather attached to him.
Okay.
Yeah. Just send him to come in.
I mean, what do you recommend? What do you prefer? If you want, I can bring a lawyer with me also.
No.
That way we can have a conversation with the lawyers. But I think it's better first time one-on-one.
Yes, one-on-one better.
Okay. I will communicate
later. You can call the lawyer, but not the first meeting, I think. Just the two of you will be met.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
That was a conversation between Dato' Sri Najib and the person by the name of Khaldun. And that was on the 23rd of July, 2016. From the documentation that we have, it's about 2:49 a.m. in the morning. Now we're going to another phase. That was the first part where you can see what the conversation is about. This is the third segment. The first segment was between Tan Sri Zul and Najib. The second one was between Najib and foreign persons, which we have identified. Now the third one is between Datin Sri Rosma and Najib. Please listen very carefully, because this has got it's about 6 minutes. And it's got a lot of names mentioned. I think it's better that we just play so that you can probably catch the context in which they are talking about. This was on the 27th of July, 2016, at 12:46 a.m. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah.
Can I advise you something?
Yeah, hang on. Okay, anything?
No, you please don't listen to me. You know why? They tell you to slow down on Abu Qasim. And Abu Qasim is making statement on this Vienna Convention and big among about laughs. We are making him looking like a hero, and you are the villain, see? And all these five people, can they see that their first priority is you, not anybody else? Dia lah your office lah, Shahlan dah convince Tengku, dah convince Amhari, dah convince, you know, like you, kita ni semua bila, you know?
No. I allowed Azwan to make the statement. Dah impact dah bagus dah.
Tak Azwan, okay fine. Now, today Abu Qasim in berita dia, why is it that they allow Abu Qasim give ambil gambar dengan Pak Lah lagi? And he got the cheek to tell Pak Lah and everybody else except you, okay? That's not fair. So please, understand.
Go by you. No, I've already signed a letter for Zul's appointment.
Yes, and Abu Zaha can make black statement. Oh, must be from because they have lobbied. See, we know they have lobbied.
Abu Zaha jangan buat statement, biarlah.
Yeah, but Abu Zaha dalam bicara, does he know what he's talking about? No.
Itulah dia.
Ha.
Okay.
No, I don't like this. Darling, you are the Prime Minister. You should take your chair, not anybody else, okay?
Yeah, I understand.
And they have got goons around you to advise you. Because, I said, I told Shalan, kalau you nak tolong, kenapa you tak tolong my street? When the moment the thing happened, like that, you should have time to push it. I said, how can I help? I went after one week, I said, you know, stop telling me. We can solve this. I said, I don't understand. Because orang dapat complain against Abu Qasim, he's in trouble. Oh, baru nak datang nak cakap. Kenapa dia tak cakap one week ago? Yang kita ni satu minggu, yang kita ni sakit hati, sakit badan, sakit kepala. Satu lama hari, the thing is not difficult. Just solve and just say that. Withdraw the arbitration. That's the first step. Then I said, they have to trust us, but we trust them. You know?
That's right. That's why Amhari told me. I said, you go and talk to Khaldun. Try to convince him this. There is no point going for arbitration. I guess that when you go for arbitration, everybody will get hurt. You see, I can speak to the Crown Prince, but the Crown Prince, the Arab minister, they'll go back and say, oh, I need to consult Al Dudmali, what I get to do.
Of course, you cannot blame him. Like, that's the bad budaya here. So we have to work around the budaya, the culture. I don't know, maybe Khartoum should come here, you know, and talk to you and, you know, and Amhari, Chakali.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Not just talking over the telephone, all, it doesn't work, you see?
You can invite him here. Yeah, sure.
Sort it out once and for all and put it in the country. I mean, he knows us. Bukannya dia tak kenal kita. Kau dah makan minum rumah kita semua. Please invite him.
That's a good idea. We can invite him, yeah, sure. I'll tell him that.
And Amhari, and sit down. And so down. And see the totality of the picture. And then in the meantime, we can also sort out Rizal. Rizal may masalah. Bukan banyak. The masalah is just that, you know, somewhere along the line, you know, the thing, the unit is not completed. Itu je.
Sure.
So, I think the best thing, Kato, he can bring his lawyers. Come down to it. I think a lot of things will be resolved. Rather than, Mama Hari cakap dengan dia kat LA, dia cakap, and then tak tunggu siang, tak tunggu malam, you know?
Okay, I can suggest to Amhari, invite him here,
yeah. And then, okay, you say, then we tell Crown Prince, okay, well, you know, Khartoum is here to talk to us and settle it for. Once and for all. Then we've wasted 1 week already.
Yeah, we can invite him here, yeah. We are not wasted, a lot of things are moving already.
Yeah,
a lot of things are moving. Diorang ni, dia nak tengok some movement on the other side, the Chinese side.
It doesn't matter.
So the Chinese side is moving already, you see.
Yeah, that's why, darling, there's not many things you can stop on the phone.
Yeah, okay.
We can invite him here immediately.
So I believe that you got the gist of it. That was on the 27th of July, 2016. And just to put in context, after that conversation, on the 1st of August, Tan Sri Zulkifli was appointed as the new MACC chief. But as I've said earlier, the arbitration that they were referring to was with regards to where Abu Dhabi would like to bring the issue of a binding term sheet between IPIC and 1MDB to the International Arbitration Court. But I'll not go into details. Now, we have to continue. The next one is on the 29th of July, 2016, at about 12:14. This is going to be about 5 minutes between Dato' Sri Najib and the individual we believe is Amhari.
We managed to speak to him?
Yes, I got an update for you.
Yes.
He's suggesting, conclusion, he's suggesting when he's in Abu Dhabi, because he's very, 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 you know, concerned about where he is and, you know, all these calls. He's getting a bit nila. He's getting a bit, you know, worried about, you know, all these calls going around. They're not comfortable. So he said, at the very least, you know, please tell your principal that, you know, although I do not agree, I think it's best that to protect our principles that we don't speak. He said, but if he insists, then at least do it in when I'm back in Abu Dhabi. Apa tu dia cakap lah, dia tengah cuci, semua orang dia tolong juga apa semua untuk solution number two. So dia macam a bit stressed up lah, a bit wind up lah, not me stressed, he's wind up. We're still laughing about it, but it's a bit wind up lah.
But the most important, the thing is,
Susahlah macam ni. Dia tak nak jumpa pula. Dia jaga tak.
Dia nak bercakap lah. Dia kata nak jumpa pun, dia kata sangat bahaya, dia kata. That's the thing. And then, they are still talking about, you know, we established the communication back channel, dia kata, and the whole idea was to bring the beef, you know, and he said, we stick to that, dia kata. And then, after that, you know, even with option 2 wasn't on the table, but then option 2, while I was on holiday, I helped up because the two principals spoke. So they got that one is ongoing and it's going to happen I think the next 2 days, so that's going to happen. But to speak to, they got the you know, we need to this is very they're very worried lah, very dangerous, tak macam ni takut bocor lah apa semua. So he says that at the very least when I'm back Abu Dhabi, you know, we can have a conversation on this with your principal. That's what he said lah. He was quite near.
Firm on that. On the second thing, he will see to it that happened. The second part.
Yeah, the second part. He says that the second part is that you know, the two players will meet up, and then this his guy will come back and report to him what is the deal on the table, and see whether he can work on that lah.
The second part is simple. The second part is just for Chair Mansur to sign a letter to say that amount was
a loan.
That's it. You know?
But I'm sure his lawyers will then advise him, you know, whatever the repercussions and whatnot. But he says that whatever he can help, based on the two principal conversation, he will help. That's mine. But letter for. Please tell your principal that for the principal to talk to me, it's very risky, and you know we should protect our principals, you know, and you know we should. It's very risky, and
but we want things to happen. Things don't happen.
Tapi orang harap pun macam tu juga kadang-kadang.
You're dragging the whole thing. Stop lah kita.
But
dia okay. Tak apa lah, kita ni more exposed daripada dia.
Betul.
Dia bukan demokrasi, dia boleh duduk.
Duduk sama kan, tak buka apa kan.
Tak ada apa.
But I don't think whatever he say entirely is, you know, he's being fair. I think we have a case. But the only thing, we need to manage dia punya, you know, situation lah. Dia kata dia tengah cuti, lepas tu dia tolong juga, lepas tu ini risau. Dia memang risau lah, all this thing bocor apa semua ni, dia risau. Dia kata, if this goes up, then it's very difficult for me to work. Even when you came, it came out in the pink. I'm sure it's not from you because you don't know why, but somebody leaked it. Who is sharing all this? And I'm not comfortable. But that one, I discounted it. And I wasn't comfortable with it, but I discounted it. I still carry on. So all these things we need to protect. Dia memang risau bab tu lah. Kalau itu yang kita kena protect betul-betul. Kalau that, you know, itu dia. So, sorry sir,
I really... Tak apa lah, it's okay. Sabar, you try your best. Memang harap ni memang susah.
But on Saturday, I can arrange a conversation with you Saturday petang or Saturday malam.
Ya, at least settle benda tu dulu lah, the second part.
The second part, dia meeting up, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's it. I think we played about nine clips of audio recording. You have all heard it. There are various serious issues that arise, including abuse of power, criminal conspiracy, obstruction of justice, compromising national security, fabrication of false evidence through foreign aid and connivance. I have instructed my officers to take all necessary steps, and we will hand over the materials to the relevant authorities for investigation. In this whole sordid episode of betrayal of public trust and criminality, we can be thankful there was one brave public servant who knew his duty and did it, that is Tan Sri Abu Qasim. I think we will open up for question and answers.
How do you obtain recordings?
Like I said, for purpose of security, we will not reveal that at the moment. We're going to give it to the authorities and let them know how we did it.
Is it from one source?
We received it, and we don't know whether they came with many sources or they compiled it. We don't know that. Yeah.
Do you have a transcript of all what was said?
No, we don't. Because it, when we got it, we went through forensic to identify first who they are. And we did our investigation, and we obviously, based on the knowledge we have of the individuals that was involved, we could easily identify who they are. But we can prepare transcript, but that will take time. We wanted to do this revelation for the interest of the public. I think it's been too long, and not just in the name of transparency, but because we do not want any more undermining of independent bodies like MACC or the Attorney General to be compromised in the manner in which you can see how secret documents are being shared, are being revealed, and total undermining was happening. So because of that, I think it was necessary for us to share with all of you what was happening.
Specifically, which investigation paper was the first foundation about?
Which investigation paper? Yeah. We believe it's SRC International. Yeah.
When did you receive the
recording? Yeah. Because we just received it. When we received it, the case can continue. As far as we're concerned, the conversation is about cover-up of the ongoing cases. So we are talking about a new set of offences that is taking place throughout that recording.
And when
sorry, yeah.
When did you receive the recording?
Recently.
Is it by this year or?
No, just recently. I mean, just after the New Year.
What happens now moving forward with this recording? When did you do the recording?
We are going to hand it over to the authorities because we believe that, like I said, there's abuse of power. There is a clear cover-up and criminal conspiracy here. So we believe this calls for a serious investigation. So we would hand it over to the relevant authorities to investigate. And in this case, of course, the police.
Only the police?
No, we will do our own investigations as well, but it would be also better for the police to come in.
By releasing it now and not to the relevant authorities, don't you think that this is going to somehow affect the current trials that the level 3 matters is going on through right now?
I don't see how it's going to affect. As far as we are concerned, this is of public interest and it involves serious national security. So I don't see how this cannot be shared. And I don't see how it's going to be prejudicial to an ongoing case.
Are you taking additional charges in relation to these audio clips?
We wait for the investigation to come up. But based on our own expertise, looking and analysing the conversation, we can see there are elements of power abuse. We can see the revelations going on. And the individuals we are talking about are holding one of the highest posts. So this cannot be, it should not have happened. Not us. We believe the police should be doing that. Yeah.
Will you be looking to work with the UAE for the investigation?
Well, I do not want to speculate anything. Let's see what happens once we give it to the authorities.
Well, when will you be submitting it to the cops?
As soon as possible. Well, I've already instructed my officers to do so.
So the media was the first to hear this?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Is there any other clips?
No, as the ones that we got was this. I don't know whether they will keep giving us or whoever is presenting to us will keep providing us, but this is what we have received. And we may have not played fully, but the essence of it we've played to you. Overall is about 50 minutes. I think we played about 45 minutes. So as far as we are concerned, these are the conversations that we heard. I don't know whether there are any others.
Did your forensics determine if there was any indication that the conversations were
manipulator or fake or any kind.
No, we're quite satisfied that this is authentic. Yes.
So it's not some duty say what you're doing,
No.
It is talking to you.
Yes.
So within MACP, how the investigation going? Will you take some action?
Well, it's not about us taking the, because okay, there are some elements of corruption here, but a majority of the offences that that we note involves offences under the penal code. So we would prefer the police to start the investigation. That would be much better. On our part, our investigation was to actually identify who the individuals were, and then of course that makes it easier for the police to continue with the investigation. How then they want to use the investigation and prepare to the prepare the charges and such, I think we don't want to speculate. Let them proceed. Yeah.
What kind of criminal offences are you talking about?
These are clear criminal offences. Well, without having to specify the actual sections, there are attempts to fabricate evidence. If you notice, there were conversation to draw up a so-called loan agreement to make it appear legitimate, the money that was given to Reza Aziz. Now, anyone who has an understanding of that conversation will see that that revolves about talking about fabricating and making up evidence. That's one. The Attorney General's office sharing information to persons who are subjected to investigation. In this case, if the person he's talking to are possible suspects, and you can see from the conversation he is, that is actually a breach of the Official Secrets Act. Among others. That is not for us to decide. So we will give it to the police and up to the prosecution, the Attorney General's chambers, what they would like to do.
What you have paid for us, is this the full audio clip that we have received? Or just
this is the one that we have received. But we, because for easy hearing, we compressed it in one recording.
What? The individual that came forward with this recording, was it?
No, they did not come forward. I didn't say any individuals. So we will not reveal how.
How do we obtain it then?
We will not reveal how.
Okay, but what
we will give it to the authorities.
Okay, but obtaining it, whether it came from someone or you guys came already, what took this person so long to
that we don't know. We don't know if we can talk to that person, lagi bagus, but we only received it. So we did not interview any person. We just got the recordings and we analyzed the recordings. This is something actually quite common, eh? MACC receives all kinds of information by anonymous persons. Surat layangs, there are thumb drives, CDs, all forms. So that's quite a common thing that happens in MACC, because a lot of people are afraid, and I believe, having heard the conversation, there is a sense of fear, and that is why it just popped up, right? So our job is not to basically find out too much who gave us, but what was in it first. And having heard it, it really doesn't matter, because I think the content is much more important. Yeah. So, but we will leave it to the police.
As a lawyer, was it actually illegal?
What is
recording conversations? Is it actually illegal?
I'm not here as a lawyer. I'm here as an MACC chief. All right.
How many individuals in total that you identified in the recording?
Oh, okay. I didn't keep count, but there is Dato' Sri Najib, there is Tan Sri Zulkifli, Dato' Sri Rosma, Aziz Rahim, Tan Sri Shukri, Mahari. And then the two individuals from Abu Dhabi.
About seven.
Yeah.
Is it a crime to record the conversation of a prime minister?
That's not what we did. We just played out to you. So no. I'm not going to speculate that. Yeah. We're not going to. Which prime minister?
Our
the former or current?
Current.
No. No.
Media
is the first. Media is the first.
What if the AJC find this subject lesson? How will this affect?
We're not going to make any assumption. Because we don't see on our part, we don't see any subjudice aspect. So let's see who says it.
Since this involved the previous MEC chief, so internally to us, the SPRM, and moving forward to ensure that this things.
Yeah, that's precisely why we are playing it up. Because this involves the undermining of MSCC work. This involves, you can see the series and the dates. The first conversation by Tan Sri Zul was when he was in his capacity as a DPP, right? And throughout, after many months, he eventually was appointed as the MSCC chief. So you guys make the conclusion. I did not say any person who gave the recording.
How did you find out about the dates?
The dates are in the document. Yeah. The dates are definitely in the document.
Is it in the thumb drive or? So why can you tell us a little bit more? You don't want to go. Just tell us.
I can't. Sorry, but we will be giving it to the authorities. Maybe the authorities can share with you. We can't because we are afraid for whoever came up with this thing. We're afraid for that person. So, sorry. Then next time they will start looking for things, you know, so it's not safe.
Adakah itu didapat serentak ataupun secara berperingkat?
Serentak. Kita dapat dokumen ni serentak. Serentak maksudnya sekali.
Puan, can you summarize the time frame we have the conversation tu?
Oh, okay. So the first conversation... The first one was on the 5th of January 2016 at about 11:56 p.m. And then the second one is on the 17th January 2016 at about 12:20. Third, 12:20 p.m. Third one is 22nd January 2016, 10:12 p.m. Fourth one, 26 February 2016, 11:56 a.m. Fifth, 22nd July, 8:54 p.m. 22nd July 2016. Sixth, 22nd July 2016, 11:33 p.m. Seventh, 23rd July 2016, 2:49 a.m. Eighth, 27 July 2016, 12:46 a.m. And the last one, 29th July 2016 at 12:14 a.m.
One, for the purposes of the camera, can you tell us the significance of the dates?
Yeah, because when we listened to the conversation, there were events that they mentioned. For example, the first few conversation, it was involving, I have passed documents, Tan Sri AG akan buat pengumuman, you don't worry, kita beli masa dan sebagainya. So you can see what it was talking about. So of course, we did our own search to find out what actually they were talking about, right? And then, for example, the second conversation, there was a reference to the announcement of the DOJ. So you can take a guess what that was about. And then of course, we looked at the conversation between Dato' Rosma and Dato' Sri Najib, in which he said he has signed the letter and almost sounds like he was reporting to the Prime Minister's wife, and she was very upset with Abu Qasim, and then he immediately said that he has actually signed the letter, and that was on the 27th of July, and 3 days later, you know, if you look at it, he was appointed. 1st August, he was appointed as the MACC chief, right? And further to that, you can see other very serious names or suggestions that was in the conversation. For example, Dato Sri Najib to Rosmah said, "Baguslah Azwan dah buat statement." And he was talking about some Azwan. Now we, this is our guess because we looked at the event. We believe he's talking about a person by the name of Azwan Bro. Okay? So you can probably play back and hear the conversation again later. I'm not going to do it again. But that is quite disturbing. That the Prime Minister is talking about some so-called individual who does a statement on his behalf. What is that about? So all these things are pretty scary because this is in the midst of a serious investigation of a mega scandal and corruption that has taken the nation up for a few years. And here we are listening to the conversation, complete undermining of the institutions that is supposed to take care and solve the problem and bring to justice.
What tadi Tan Sri Zul ada sebutkan sinergi yang paper by Tan Sri Gadi Patai tu.
Yes.
Macam lekat dia kata mungkin.
Yes. So the fact that Tan Sri Zul masa tu dia belum Tan Sri lah, okay? Dia telah maklumkan kepada apa yang kita kata boleh katakan ketika itu masih individu yang jadi suspek ya, dan dia beritahu case tu stick to you, dia it's not very good, basically dia kata not very good, and then but don't worry, kita kena settle, don't worry, Apandi and I know what to do. These are all very, very serious, you know.
Madam,
yes.
Is Azwan Bro referring to Senator Azwan?
No, actually, I'm not sure. I don't think.
Yeah.
You see?
I'm not sure.
I haven't kept up with his.
Because you mentioned it's not the conversation.
Yeah, they mentioned Azwan Bro. Yeah.
Azwan Bro, Senator Azwan.
Oh, I don't know whether he has become senator. That one you all have to check.
Yes,
yeah. Okay.
You just assume that it's Azwan Bro.
Yes, we are assuming.
Assuming.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So if that is the same person who is the senator, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
The first set of conversations was just what before Tan Sri Apandi's press conference clearing the Prime Minister, right?
Yes. That was Tan Sri Apandi had a press conference on the 25th of January 2016. Okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you.